Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Family, welcome back to Real Gospel. This is Andro C. Brown with Struggles.
You know, in this life, struggles seem to stay with us. But that's what the enemy wants you to think, that there is no way out of your struggles. But I promise you, standing in the Word of God, He'll see you through. So many struggles in this life, and overcoming seems impossible. Again, you fell. Trying to do right, but old Satan would be right there, reminding you of your imperfection. But remember, when you call on His name, things will turn around.
Turn around.
Just remember. Within your strength, thinking there's no other way, because you didn't know about His promises for you. You go to work and deal with this. You come home and struggle we go through. But remember, when you call on His name, things will turn around.
Turn around.
Just remember.
Remember. Remember.
Oh, His promises. Will this ever end? When will this end ever come to end my struggle? You go to work, you deal with this, you come home and deal. Struggles we go through. You have no peace at times, and over in your mind. You cry, you cry, you cry. when will this end? But remember, when you call on his name, things will turn around.
Turn around.
Just remember.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. Again, I am always honored when gospel artists join me in the studios. And today has been an absolute delight, an absolute treat. I'm in the studios, or in the studios with me is Andrew C. Brown. And as we discovered in the green room, before I go any farther, if you all hear drilling in the background or something that sounds like a plow, that is because we're having some cosmetic repairs done to our roof. So it's all real, and we apologize, but I'd rather get this roof done when they're doing it than to not have it done at all. And those of you who have ever had a roof repaired in your home can shout amen right there. So there it is. So nonetheless, we're going to continue to persist through this interview because God has brought us together. So yes. What I was getting ready to say was, after talking with you all in the green room, mm-hmm. come to find out that we are basically family.
Right.
Yes.
Cool.
So in the studios with me is Andrew Brown,
yes.
her husband, Elver Brown, and their daughter,
Angel Brown.
The Browns are in there. Meet the Browns, everybody.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to Real Gospel.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here.
Yes. So let me tell this story first before we get into your music. So we're sitting in the green room, and I ask you all where you all are from, and then you all say North Carolina.
North Carolina.
And so I say, well, you know, like I always say on this program, well, I practically grew up in North Carolina
uh-huh.
because my mother is from North Carolina. And so you all said, well, what part? And then I said, well, you've never heard of it before. Then no one ever hears of this place. And I say, Hassle.
What? Hassle.
And then
Hassle,
y'all are like, what? Are you serious? And come to find out, y'all not only know what Hassle is,
right.
Y'all from there.
From Hassle, yes.
See, God is good.
Yes, he is.
God is good. And so speaking of North Carolina, I also want to take this opportunity to let everyone know
mm-hmm.
whom have family and friends
yes.
Dealing with Hurricane Florence
mm-hmm.
and this aftermath and all the things that are the calamity caused by it.
Yes.
That we are still keeping North Carolina lifted up in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And that if there's anything there will be ongoing efforts
yes.
to make sure that people's lives are trying to be brought back to as normal as possible. But we want to keep everybody lifted up in prayer.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
We also want to pray your strength.
Yes.
As you all, when you all do finally return home, that you find that there is minimum,
yes.
if any, damage whatsoever, because we know that God is a protector and God is a keeper.
Always.
And so we are praying right now in this moment,
yes.
while this interview is going on, that God is keeping you and your family.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Just wanted to say that up front.
Thank you.
So, yeah. So we are. But anyway, before I go there, just tell us a little bit about who you are, where you're from. I know all that stuff because I found out that we're basically
practically family.
Y'all, we just got off the phone with my mother.
Yes.
You know, we just went down the family tree. You all knew my grandfather, your husband. I mean, and so that is amazing. It is amazing. So for the listeners who don't know who you are, tell them who you are.
Yes. My name is Andrew Carol Brown. That is what the C is for.
Uh-huh.
I was born and raised in a little small town not too far from Hassle
mm-hmm.
called Fountain, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
One little stoplight, uh-huh. one grocery store. Mm-hmm. You know, it's gradually,
yes.
Probably maybe one or two new stores. Mm-hmm. But born and raised there.
Wow.
But in 1984, I met my husband. Mm-hmm. And well, I actually met him in 83, and mm-hmm. we got married in 1984. And we've been married now for about 34 years. And I'm loving every bit of it.
Amen.
No regrets. Just having a blast. All kids are grown and gone, you know. But, you know, still, even though they're gone, still, you know that they're still your babies. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, just like I bought my, we call her our angel.
Yes.
She's indeed an angel.
Yes.
You know, but she's with us to here to support me. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, like we said before, her major's in communication.
Yes.
So this is
yes.
right down her field. You know,
Amen.
That was one of the reasons why we kind of drug along with
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
But she was glad to come with us for yeah. support. And she's been doing,
yeah.
you know, such a phenomenal
yeah.
job with helping mm-hmm. her mom, dad out with everything.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned earlier you are also a graduate of an HBCU.
Absolute Shaw University.
All
I'm
right.
a Shaw Bear.
Shaw is in the house.
From right out of Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay. What did you go to school for?
I went to school for sociology.
Oh, wow.
Sociology,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So do you still work in that field?
I work okay. in the mental health field.
Okay.
You know, I do actually work with men that are MRMI.
Okay.
And it has its challenge, but
yeah.
I love it. You know,
yeah.
I really enjoy what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You
that
know?
That field, you have to be prayed up.
Yes, you do.
Kind of feel when you're dealing with mental issues
mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. and things of that nature, it can be heartbreaking.
Yes,
to see people sort of in that vein.
Yes, yes.
Before I was called to ministry, mm-hmm. early on in life, I wanted to be an RN,
mm-hmm.
and I worked at a few hospitals. And whenever I would go near the psychiatric ward,
mm-hmm.
it would just break my heart.
It is heartbreaking.
It tore me. I realized that I could not go into that field. Because God was not only calling me to another field,
right.
but I couldn't deal with that.
Right.
Not because I was fearful, but because my heart just kept
yeah.
breaking to
yeah.
see people like this.
And it's very heartbreaking,
yeah.
Especially when you have adult men
yeah.
that, you
yeah.
know, even
yeah.
though they can talk to you and
yeah.
hold conversations,
yeah.
but still you know that your thinking capacity is
yes.
really different.
Yes.
You know, just the small things that we take for granted,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're not able to, just like, for instance, being able to just go purchase a stack of gum.
Yeah.
You know, they
yeah.
can't do that on their own. They have
wow.
to have help doing that. You
wow.
know, counting money,
mm-hmm.
being able to prepare their own meals and things
yes.
like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We take those things for granted, but
mm-hmm.
to them, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, so, but it has its challenges, but at the same time, it's something that I really enjoy doing. Been doing it now for about 6 years.
Okay.
You know, so I really enjoy it.
Yeah, to God be the glory.
Mm-hmm.
So what led you into music? I'm loving the song Struggles, and I took some notes as I was listening to the song.
Mm-hmm.
It has a jazzy feel to it.
Yeah.
It your husband's laughing. You are a storyteller. It's a testimony
mm-hmm.
song.
Right.
And it's a song that comes from a place of experience.
Yes, it
All
does.
That is in that song.
It is.
So unpack that for us, as we say in the preacher. Unpack that, Doc.
Yeah. Struggles, it stands for, it explains exactly what it is, struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have those.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why in the song I didn't specifically name any specific
struggle uh-huh.
because we all have them, and not only one, you know,
yeah.
some of us have multiple
yes.
struggles with things, but struggles come from a troubling marriage,
yes,
you know, marriage going through for
yes.
years, and it comes from generational curses,
yes.
you know, dealing
yes.
with those generational curses,
mm-hmm.
and finally coming into the fact of knowing, you know what, I don't have to deal with this,
yes.
you know, once I began to get closer to God,
mm-hmm.
spending more time in His Word, spending more time with
mm-hmm.
Him, I learned through His Word
mm-hmm.
that I can be set free from
mm-hmm.
the struggles, you
mm-hmm.
know, that my marriage is going through.
Amen.
I don't have to continue to deal with the generational curse,
Amen.
You know. And when I found that out, and that's when I began
mm-hmm.
to gradually see
yes.
myself broken free from those things mm-hmm. of having the right attitude,
yes.
knowing how to be the wife that God has
yes.
called me to be, knowing how to, the understanding of knowing that I
yes.
have to respect my husband
mm-hmm.
for who he is.
Mm-hmm.
I have to respect what my role is and
yes.
not go over that.
Mm-hmm.
Respect the fact that, you know, God holds us accountable for our children, the
Amen.
Way we raise our children.
That's true. Amen.
You know, the way we were raised,
mm-hmm.
you know, we were taught a lot of things that,
Amen.
You know, I guess we would call it religion now.
Yes.
you know, coming from the Baptist church, mm-hmm. you know, and from my childhood, mm-hmm. A lot of things, you know, I saw that was going on that wasn't right. But still, it was the fact that my parents raised me up in church.
Amen.
And I remember of sitting down sometimes and I would think about the things that I saw in church, mm-hmm. you know, like, for instance, you go to quarterly meeting on mm-hmm. Sunday morning, mm-hmm. then you know you have that break for lunch. You know, you might see the sister or the brother, mm-hmm. you know, in the back, you know, maybe taking a sip, you know, or something like that. And you know that wasn't right. Mm-hmm. At least you felt it wasn't right. But I didn't understand then that was a struggle for that person.
Amen.
You know, but as I gotten older, you know, as even going through high school, you know, being a teenage mom myself, that was a struggle because during that time, in the late 70s, you know, having children out of wedlock was not acceptable.
Yes.
You know, I lost friends because of that. Mm-hmm. That was a struggle. That was heartbreaking to me because these were girls that I grew up with since elementary school. Mm-hmm. And just getting through that struggle. And then the things that I was raised up on, you know, taking it into my marriage. My husband had to deal with the backdraft of all those things. Mm-hmm. You know, having the wrong attitude, not knowing how to be respectful.
Yes.
You know, but God, you know, he brought me through all those things.
But God brought me
through those struggles.
God.
You know, and even on the job, you know, they don't end.
Mm-hmm.
The struggles, they don't end. They don't go away unless you learn to take a stand and say, okay,
amen.
I may be struggling with this, but I know that God's word says, who the Son has set free is free indeed.
Free indeed.
So as I'm going through the struggle, I continue to say, you know what? But God, you said in your word. And he loves when we remind him of his word.
Yes.
So I began to remind him, God, this is what your word says.
Mm-hmm.
You said that I could be free. You said that what Jesus did on the cross set me free.
Yes.
You know, and as I began to learn those things and I began to quote those scriptures, stay in God's word, you know, even at work, I could be washing dishes. I'm at home just doing laundry, whatever that. I'm still going through the struggle in my mind of saying, you know what? I got to know how to be respectful to my husband, you know, carrying myself this way. This is what God wants. I'm, you know, I'm a godly woman. And I learned to begin to call what I was, what his word said that I was.
Wow.
You know, and going through that, you know, I learned, you know, we're going to always have something, some issue. But I will say to anyone that's listening, know that God is faithful to his word. He says that he will deliver you. He says, he promises in his word that he is there. When the righteous cry out, our enemies turn back. So you begin to call on the name of the Lord and say, God, regardless of what I'm going through, you may have just failed last night. But God is still there saying, you know what? Hold on. Because I remember of going through my struggles myself, messing up, and the Lord saying, but you know what, Carol? This is another day. Let's keep going.
Amen.
Don't hold on to what you've done. Just keep going.
Because
I've learned one thing that's really important with the Lord. It's not so much of what we do. It's the heart that he looks at. It is the heart that he looks for.
God searches the heart. The Holy Spirit
and
searches the heart.
And yes. And I'll tell you what. He takes, you know, he will take those struggles and off of us immediately.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. That's a powerful testimony. And that was something, there's truly something in what you have shared with us on today that is not only going to help deliver someone and help someone be set free, but you just also help someone deal with their struggle.
Yes.
The song is called Struggle. Her name is Andrew C. Brown, and it's been a pleasure and an honor having you
Thank you. Amen.
The music is, where can they find out more about you and your music?
You can go to AndrewBrownMinistries.com. That is my website. My music is there. There's a YouTube video. You can also find that on YouTube. And you would just type in Carol Brown, You're the Only One. That's another song that I've done. You can find that video. And there's also an interview on my site, AndrewBrownMinistries.com. My interview is there that can tell you a lot more about me, a lot about, more about what I've done, where I've come from. And so you should be able to go to that website and find the information that you need.
Amen. Amen. And so before we let you go, I want your daughter and your husband to come and give a shout out to somebody in their family. Come on over. You've come this far. Come this far by faith. Yes. Hassel is in the house. Say something.
Well, if we're going for Hassle, I'd like to give a shout out to, of course, my aunts and uncles back in Hassle, as well as a shout out to my cousin C-Shine, my Uncle Johnny, of course, Hassle represent, who lives in Clarksville, Tennessee.
Okay. So that's 45 minutes from where we are right now.
So shout out to you, C-Shine.
Yes. All right.
Hello, my name is Albert Brown, and I want to give a shout-out to my family in Greenville, North Carolina, and my family in Housel, North Carolina. Kale, Larry, Louis, Amy, Tony, all of them. Hey, hear you, love you, God bless.
All right, all right. And you can give a shout-out as well. We should have started off with your shout-out, but I know that you have family that you just want to say something to.
I do. I want to let my mom and my sisters know back in Greenville, North Carolina. Thank you for your support. They're my biggest fans. And I just want to say to you all that we'll continue to pray for you all there. We know that Florence is trying to come through, but, you know, God is a big God. He's bigger than this storm.
Amen.
And we trust that God's going to continue to take care of you. So love you all. Mom, I love you very much. Thank you for your support.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
Amen.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.